5-0 on the day. You're 10-0 in the league. League champs. How does it feel?
This is a great feeling. The girls have worked so hard. It's the first time we've been league champs in school history, and they've just really bought into learning the game and understanding, you know, what they need to do on the court to come out with a win. And I'm so happy it worked out for them.
You were the top seed coming in, and you held true to that. It wasn't easy in both your matches against the second and third place teams, winning them in two sets, but you've seen those teams a lot this year. What carried you through again today?
We definitely get to see our league schools a lot, you know, over and over. But like I said, it's the girls, you know, they each picked a team and they did a scouting report. They held each other accountable, and, you know, they know what the other team's going to do, and so you know, they went out and they did a good job of getting it done.
You started out with the likes of Hugoton and Colby and Goodland. How tough is it to maybe not overlook those teams with having Scott City and Ulysses the last two matches of the day?
You know, in our league, you can't overlook anybody. We've got lots of height. We've got lots of talented schools. So it doesn't matter what your seed was coming in. We knew that, you know, whoever you had on the other side of the court, you had to bring your game.
I guess kind of go through this season. I mean, this has been an opportunity for you guys to really do a lot of special things. You were second at Dighton, and you've had some tournament wins along the way as well, including today. I guess kind of summarize the season so far.
Oh, these girls have done awesome. We made our schedule tougher this year, so we increased our strength of schedule, and for them to have a 30-win season so far, you know, they've just accomplished a lot more than I think a lot of people thought they would. But this group, including us coaches, we believe in each other, so that's been the key.
And you're going to be at home for sub-state, so you're going to see it's going to be like a GWAC triangular quadrangular times three here next weekend. What's maybe the thought as you go into the next week here to get ready for sub-state?
You know, it's the same team, so we'll have Goodland, Colby, us, and Scott there. And you know, we all know each other, so you can't have an off day. You got to bring your game and know everybody wants it just as bad as you do. So,
is that tough in a way?
It is. But at the same time, you also know what they're going to have. You're familiar with everybody, too. You're not playing somebody that you've never seen during the regular season. So it's nice in that aspect, too.